Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In the afternoon, so we have a shorter show, so there won't be a 1 o'clock segment until the Eagles already have made a draft pick and the first round is over. And today, instead of, you know, going somewhere and searching for a mock draft to break down, we're doing our own. We're having our own mock. It might be different than pick 22 if we don't pick 22. But we'll do our mocks up until pick 22. And then Kyle will make sure to jot these down. And then he'll grade us on Friday based on accuracy.
Oh, didn't nobody tell me he's getting graded.
Oh, we're getting graded.
All right, that's fine. I don't care.
It's the Mel Kiper Award.
I don't care. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. All right, I'll go first. Here we go. Number one. If we miss on number one, I think we're just dummies. Number one overall, the Chicago Bears are going to select Caleb Williams, quarterback out of USC. Number two, despite the Top Golf incident and his agent getting all upset, I think the Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels, quarterback at LSU. So I got Daniels two to the Commanders. Number three, I have a trade. I have the New York Giants moving up and swapping with the Patriots. Giants up to three, and they select Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina. Number four, I've also got a trade. I got the Vikings moving up to select J.J. McCarthy, so the Cardinals drop down. Number five, Chargers stay put and select Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame. Number six, the Patriots now in this spot, and they get Marvin Harrison Jr. at six after the drop down because of the trade with the Giants. The Patriots get their receiver at six. Number seven, I have the Titans going Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. Number eight, I got another little trade here. Cardinals move up from 11 to 8 to make sure they get one of the receivers, and they get Rome Odunze from Washington. Number nine, the Bears take the first defensive player in the draft, Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, Texas. At number 10, Tyleese Fuaga, offensive lineman, Oregon State, goes to the Jets. They got to protect Aaron Rodgers. Number 11, the Falcons, who traded back from 8, take Dallas Turner, pass rusher, from Alabama. And with the 12th pick, we've got ourselves an Eagles trade. I have the Philadelphia Eagles trading up from 22 to 12, surrendering one of their second round picks, and they take Quinyon Mitchell, corner, out of Toledo.
So, oh, that's pretty impressive.
My mock ends at 12. Quinyon Mitchell, quarterback, Toledo. They get all the intel from Sirianni's former roommate, the head coach of Toledo. So here's my mock: Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Joe Alt, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Romeo Dunze, Byron Murphy, Fuaga, Dallas Turner, and then Quinyon Mitchell, number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks. Hugh, what do you got?
You know what? I kind of made it easy myself because I feel like the player – you already know where I'm going with the player. But just to give you a little background about where I went with this, I just kind of stayed chalk because I feel like a lot of these teams are going to fall into lockstep with what my draft basically is. Number one, Caleb Williams, obviously. Number two, we got Jaden Daniels because the Commanders, Commodores, whatever you want to call them, they need a quarterback. And in a similar vein, I got J.J. McCarthy going to the Patriots.
Ooh, another Michigan quarterback.
Yeah, I got him going to the Patriots. Malik Nabers is going to be the first wide receiver off the board.
Ooh.
Then I have Marvin Harrison Jr. Because you know what's funny about this? Marvin Harrison Jr., as good as he is and as big as he is, ran like a 4.6, which is not like blazing speed. Pretty good speed, but not blazing speed. So then we got, for the Giants, we got Drake May. They take a quarterback. Then I got the Tennessee Titans taking Dallas Turner. Quinyon Mitchell ends up going to the A, going to the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, so he's off the board before the Eagles have a chance.
Yeah, he's off the board. He's off the board. They need a corner. Like, to put him with the corner they already have from Clemson down there, I think that would be a good tandem with those guys. Number nine, Joe Alt, tackle, goes to the Bears.
So they're protecting Caleb Williams.
Yeah. And this guy, give me a minute now because his name is kind of hard to pronounce. Olumuyiwa.
Is that the tackle from Penn State?
Actually, yeah, it's a tackle from Penn State.
We'll just
yes.
call him the Penn State tackle.
Talese Fuaga, number 11, goes to another tackle. Goes to the Vikings. Rome Odunze, wide receiver, goes to the Denver Broncos. Troy Fatanu, another tackle, goes to the Raiders.
Yeah, Richie likes him.
Yeah. Now we get a little – this is where it gets a little interesting. At 15 – what did I –
you got to go to
one.
14.
Yeah.
Saints.
Okay. The Saints got J.C. Latham, another tackle. He goes to the Saints from Alabama, yeah. Okay, now 15, if I'm doing this right.
Yeah, you're on 15.
Jed Verse, edge rusher, goes to the Colts. Terron Arnold, 16, Seattle cornerback. Byron Murphy, D lineman. Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver. Tyler Guyton, tackle, goes to the Rams.
So we're at 19 now, Guyton to the Rams.
Yeah, Graham Barton, tackle, Pittsburgh. Leatu Latu goes to
Miami
Dolphins.
So that puts the Eagles on the board at 22. And
hey, guess who they're taking?
Who's the pick?
Brock Bowers, tight end.
Oh, you are falling, baby.
I was tight end, Georgia.
You know, as I was following along your mock, I kind of forgot about him. Like, I it wasn't in my head that he was still sitting there.
Yeah, I kind of moved some things around in this mock a little bit.
You know, I'd be surprised if Bowers is there, but the way Hugh played it out, if he doesn't go to the Jets, and neither of us had him going to the Jets, I don't know where he fits. Now, I did see some mocks saying the Colts, because Steichen would like him, and they don't have a tight end. That'd be an interesting fit if he went to the Colts. But if he doesn't go to the Jets, because the Jets have been the most likely Bowers spot. If the Jets go O-line, we could see a Bowers fall, everybody. And then Hugh's going to get another Georgia Bulldog up
here. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, I know what people are going to say. I didn't go to Georgia, and I'm not trying to claim that I did, even though I lived in
Atlanta. No, you're an honorary Bulldog.
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying, it makes sense. It makes sense. When you talk about a receiver and another pass catching individual, who was the tight end for the Detroit Lions.
Sam LaPorta.
LaPorta. I was about to say Portnoy. I was about to kill his name. He was huge for them this year.
10 touchdowns.
Man, come
excellent.
On. Come on. Brock Bowers. We need that guy. We need that outlet player for Jalen Hurts. We need that guy.
All right. There's the mock-offs. We'll see who's more accurate tomorrow evening in the first round of the NFL draft.
Obviously, I like Hughes better.
Well, because they get a pass catcher.
Yeah.
Instead of getting, you know.
What they need?
A star corner who could change this defense for years to come. That's all. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you guys go your way, and I'll go mine. 215-592-9494. Obviously, tomorrow night, and we're going to have our draft show starting at 6 tomorrow, the quarterbacks are the story. I mean, Caleb Boone is going one. And then after that, it's a question of how many go super high. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if 5 go in the first round.
Somebody's going to be ranked at the quarterback position. What I mean is reach. They're going to reach for a quarterback. It always happens, man, because that's the position. Like I said, that moves the meter for most people. And it's going to be one where a guy's going to be reached. He's going to be reached for at that position, and he's probably going to struggle a little bit.
Penix and the Raiders I've seen a lot. I wonder if that's the reach. Because some people think he's a second-round pick. Some people think he's a good player, but – he might go as high as 13. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Dennis in Mount Laurel is up next. What's up, Dennis?
Yo, EG, and high definition. How you boys doing?
Hey, Dennis.
First, before I get to the sports, I want to talk about the senior driving. Because I am a senior. No, I'm not 80, but I am a senior. And I would be an advocate for anybody at the age of 70 or higher to take a driving test. Not a written, but a regular road test. Because I had to do that with my father, but that's never going to happen because no politician is going to bring up, you know, to do that because of the 50 million plus seniors who would vote him out of office.
And Dennis, I totally get that. And I'm sure when I'm older, I will fight
feel
back.
Different.
Yeah, of course. When my kids try to take my keys away, I'm going to be angry. I totally get that.
Yeah, but there are a lot of issues. You know, I get behind somebody who's my age, but not with my dexterity. They won't turn red, right on red, and all that other stuff. I get all that, but it ain't never going to happen.
You are likely right, Dennis. What are you thinking here? Can you tell these guys they're crazy about a receiver in the first round?
Well, I got to qualify that. These four positions. Tight end, if it's a really good tight end, you could use him for a double tight end set. You could use him because our tight end goes down a lot. And you could use him as an extra blocker for Saquon. But tight end, defensive back, linebacker, or edge rusher, whichever is the best athlete in those four positions, that's who I would take.
Well, the part about Goddard's injuries is interesting. You know, Hugh, a caller brought that up last hour, too. It is true. I mean, Goddard has had a lot of issues the last couple of years staying on the field. Dennis, it won't surprise me if they do take a tight end in this draft. Like, we're at that age with Goddard where, you know.
Sounds like that might be the case.
Yeah, the next guy. Next man up. I don't think it's going to be the first round, but it wouldn't surprise me if the second or third round we get a tight end in here. It feels like it's time.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this trivia question. Who's the man with the most home runs in the 1950s?
Okay, let me think through this quickly. My guess is off the top of my head, you got Mantle, you got Mays, you got how about Eddie Matthews?
All good choices, but it's Duke Snider because he played at his peak for all of it. Willie and Mickey, those guys, 50, 51, and 52, hardly had any impact at all.
Yeah, Dennis is a good one. He was not on top of my mind, but it's obviously a good one. Dennis, always good for the trivia questions. Joe in the Northeast. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Joe. What do you feel?
I wanted to talk about the Sixers, but in reference to the Eagles going up to 12, that'd be perfect position for Jared Verse because you get him coming from the outside and hopefully a more consistent year from Carter on the inside. And then this Huff, maybe he'll wind up taking snaps away from Sweat. It'll be less coverage for the D-back. We won't have to cover as long. Because I'm telling you that Verse is going to be a monster in the NFL.
He's a good player. You know, it's interesting, Joe, because I've seen him go all over the place. I've seen him as high as like 8 to the Atlanta Falcons or even to, you know, around the Eagles pick. Like it seems like he's got a wide range tomorrow night where he could go.
Yeah, and you know, some of them, first they were saying Turner was the best edge rusher, and then it's changed a little bit. Like I said, he had a great combine. He's very quick besides being strong. I think he's over 2, and he's better against the run than what Reddick was.
Well, and you'd almost also think of him too as Brandon Graham's long term replacement because they need to replace that guy. You know, as he fades out, and he's probably just got this year left. Joe, what do you think about the Sixers?
Sixers, they will not beat the Knicks unless they change the rotations and the starting lineup. You know, I say about they're not doing it. Starting Reed with Embiid. They played 4 games during the regular season, right? Embiid didn't play and only played in one of them, and the Knicks won handily there. And the only game we beat them was a 79-73 game. I was looking up the box scores. Well, in 2 of those 3 games, at least, that Reed started, he put double-digit points up there in a little over 20 minutes of playing time. So don't give so many minutes to Harris and let him play there. And then Cam, we shouldn't see Buddy Hield anymore, okay? Campaign should get a little run because if Josh Hart is getting 13 and 15 rebounds respectively, you know, is he playing guard or is he playing small forward? If he's playing guard, we get the rebound, we should be fast breaking, okay, with Maxey and Adubre, and we're not putting any. He played 48 minutes in game 2. We need to put pressure on him to get him in a little foul trouble.
I agree, Joe. He's wrecking this series. Joe, it felt like the other night every time the Sixers got up 10, Hart would get a rebound and then hit a 3 every time.
Right.
Yeah, that was
right. Now Tyrese chipped in with 9 boards in game 2. I really feel sorry for that kid. I mean, he played 44 minutes of that game, but really, I I'll even throw in, so you figure, well, who subs for Embiid if you got Reed in there? Well, you know, Bamba is a pretty good 3-point shooter. He shoot, you know, and a small sample, he hit 25 out of 64.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right? So he's shooting as well as Maxey and Embiid on a whole lot less shots. So let's put him in for a couple minutes, especially if Hartenstein is in the game instead of Robinson.
Yeah, well, I love the idea of the pain and get Buddy. I mean, Buddy Hield seems scared right now. Joe, we appreciate it. Joe, good call. Buddy Hield feels like he's scared to shoot for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, and like she said, he just got here. But, man, listen, this is a playoff series. You got to step your game up in the playoffs. And we need some more production off the bench, man, because that's where it's been. The biggest difference has been to me in these last two games was the Knicks bench as opposed to our bench. And, you know, Josh Hart doing what he's been doing, but the Knicks bench has been pretty good for him.
Yeah, well, they're getting a lot at a lot of those guys. And the Sixers are just – I mean, the last game, they aside from Embiid and Maxey, they just got very little out of anybody. And Joe brought up the point of Maxey. He felt bad for him. You know, Maxey was this close to a triple-double. If Maxey has a triple-double and he hits the game-winning shot or the game-tying shot, I mean, we might be talking about, like, that's his moment. Like his
yeah, where his defining moment.
Yeah.
Well, he had a moment the other day where, you know, he needs to you know, he had a young person's moment.
But he did play well for the most of that game.
For the most of the game.
I mean, called the flu game, and he almost had an all-time Philadelphia playoff game.
I'm telling you, Joe, that's what everybody in that situation that gets sick after Michael Jordan did it, they want that Michael Jordan moment. They really do.
Jalen wanted it, but didn't work out against the Seahawks. Yeah, we tried to throw the ball down the field to AJ, and didn't work out exactly the same way. Let's go to Robert in Germantown. What's up, Robert?
Guys, how you doing?
Hey, Robert, what's up?
Well, I guess the draft tomorrow night. I keep my philosophy in the draft is pretty simple: pick the guy who's the top rated at that position that comes up on the board. Personally, I don't really care who it is. The top rated person at the moment's a linebacker. I say take a linebacker or a tackle. Let's get some talent. I'm not wildly enthusiastic about Roseman's track record. I mean, guys, let me remind you, we could have had Jefferson and Kyle Hamilton. You know, so, not totally sure that this is going to work out.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way, Robert. I mean, Howie is way better at maneuvering through the draft and creating value than he is actually picking the player. I mean, that's been his track record.
Indeed. On the basketball side, you know, I watched the last two games, and I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Embiid thinks he's a guard. He thinks he's Magic Johnson. He's sitting, taking 8 3-point shots. I mean, if Embiid plays in the post, like Hakeem Olajuwon or Duncan or Joe Chick, any of these guys, Bill Walton, if he plays in the post, we win because the Knicks cannot stop him on the inside. It's not possible. Well, if he's going to sit on the perimeter, he's not helping us.
Yeah, well, the other part of it, too, and I don't know why this is. I mean, maybe it's just his fatigue, and Robert, we preached the phone call. Maybe it's the eye right now because his eye seems to be really bothering him.
Yeah, something going on with that eye, man.
But
I'm convinced.
So the issue is, like, Joel Embiid shoots threes, right? He's for the last 6 or 7 years, he's shot threes. He's actually, for his career, okay at it. And I would say he's gotten better as years have gone on. This year, he hit about 39% of his threes. That's really good. He doesn't shoot the three ball well in the postseason. Like, Hugh, I'm always okay if a guy's shooting a lot of threes if he's making a good amount. But in the last two games, Joel Embiid is 4 of 17 from three. I feel like the Knicks are like, all right, shoot it.
Yeah, and I think part of that, Joe, has to do with something that's going on with his depth perception, his eye. And that could be, you know, something that hopefully it's better than it was. But that was something that was clearly, to me, looked like it was a problem for him.
Well, you know where I noticed, too, the where maybe the eye is giving him trouble? I believe he missed 4 free throws in the game 2 nights ago. He never misses 4 free throws. Kyle, I can't remember the last time Joel Embiid missed 4 free throws in a game. Like, it just, he was at 88% this year. I think he's been over 80 like his whole career. He doesn't miss free throws.
Yeah, I did wonder that to some extent, like how much that eye was affecting like his depth perception, which I feel like is a huge deal for a guy who, you know, literally has to shoot the basketball into the net. But he was hitting some pretty solid like fadeaway jumpers, like especially, you know, like toward the end of that game when he had that N1. Like, I can't explain the missed free throw thing. I don't know. Like, I feel like if he's able to hit those shots, then the eye shouldn't be affecting him that much while he's up at the free throw line, right?
Man, listen, I'm not a doctor. Play one on TV. But what I read about it was that if it's what I think it is, it's called nystagmus or whatever. I think I'd say, I'm
you
saying
you
sound right.
Like a doctor.
Nailed
yeah.
it.
Yeah, nystagmus, but it's something where it's involuntary eye movement, and it happens at the worst times that it could happen. And it was one time where, like, I've been looking at a lot of video where people have had it on like television and asking the same question. His eye's been moving on his own like crazy, like. So that could potentially mess up his depth perception.
It could. And to go back to the three-point comment from our last caller, in the last four postseasons, which is a good sample now, that's a lot of games, Joel Embiid is shooting 26% from three. I don't know what it is this time of year, if it's he's out of gas so he doesn't have his legs, but he's not been a good three-point shooter in the playoffs. Way worse in the regular season. And, like, if I'm the Knicks, I'm like, yeah,
he's
shoot
trying to
him.
Take advantage of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, Joel Embiid's just way better within the three-point line when he could use his body and the touch on his shots, gets the free throw, because he gets the free throw line all the time rather than shooting all these threes. Well, let's talk to Herb. Does Herb have a mock draft for us? What's going on, Herb?
Well, you know, Joe, I just got done putting some new tires on them buses. I'm over here in Oregon State. You know, the first four or five, you got four teams that need quarterbacks. You know what they are. We'll have to see what happens. But the biggest thing is, if you're going to pick somebody, you got linebacker, you got cornerback, another wide receiver, you got a tight end where you can have double tight end. These guys can start. These guys, you got to pick a guy, and that guy's got to, he's got to start. You can't give a guy $35 million and he's sitting on a bench. So it's got to be somebody that's going to play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you don't want a red shirt here. You don't want a guy on the bench.
If you really think that you need an offensive lineman, okay, either a tackle or guard, I mean, you got guys there. You got guys there. You can get, if you need something, you can get it in the later rounds and let the coach work them up. Okay, you can wait another year and then go get a real good offensive lineman tackle.
So, what do you want tomorrow? You want defense or offense?
Right now, okay. If you're going to trade down, I like to, you know, either get that Alabama guy or some of these. I want a guy that played big time football. I don't want somebody in that played Division II.
Yeah, you don't want like you don't want some prospect from Central State or anything like that.
Because the competition, and Hugh Douglas knows what I'm talking. The competition is D1, okay, SEC, ACC, Pac-12, Big 12, Big Ten. That's where it's at, okay. You start playing around and take these other guys. I mean, you know,
I agree, Herb. If you take a kid from like Central State, it's a big risk.
I want another Alabama. If I'm picking number one for a cornerback, I want an Alabama guy to go along with Devontae Smith and our other player that we have on the line. So you understand? I want some more Alabama players. If not, let's go for this. There's a Texas wide receiver.
Oh, Xavier Worthy? You in on the speed guy?
If he's still there, okay. Mm-hmm. And or the tight end, you know, if
Brock
you can
Bowers.
Move down, you want to move down to 12 or 14 and go get these guys and get this guy or whatever, fine. Because I'm going to tell you, the Texas dude is going to he's going to be picked. By the end of the, you know, if he don't get picked and Kansas City's picking last.
You might, Herb, you might be on to something.
Andy, yeah. I'm going to tell you, Andy Reid is taking that dude.
Well, Herb, well, he's got issues right now with Xavier, with Rashee Rice. He's got some legal issues. They could use another receiver anyway. And
yeah, some legal issues.
Really?
Yeah, it might be dumb.
And the Andy point, Herb, we appreciate it. Every time I watch Xavier Worthy, he reminds me of DeSean Jackson. I mean, his speed is different. Like, he just runs past all the corners. That would be, like, I wouldn't take him at 22. And take him in the first round is, receiver in the first round is silly. But if the Eagles somehow traded down and left the first round entirely to drop to the early second round, Xavier Worthy's an interesting player. He reminds me so much of DeSean Jackson. All right, coming up here, we have an Ask Al Trout update, and we touched on it a little bit earlier, but we'll let you hear from Jerry Jones explaining the Cowboys' inactivity this offseason after he declared they'd be all in. I mean, you got to hear this. I mean, Jerry Jones, he said they'd be all in. He's not all there anymore. Your call is on the draft tomorrow and the Sixers right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94. WIP. The road to the NBA final starts now. And new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Bet on three-pointers made. We're going maxi over. Over-under point totals and bead under. First basket scorer, I like Kyle Lowry tomorrow night. And just go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Start off with Mike Trout. There's a drive, right center field, hit well. Mullins is back for it. He's near the wall. It is gone! Leadoff home run, Mike Trout. And the Angels storm out of the gate with a 1-0 lead.
Feeling good, first inning damage. 97th career home run in the first inning for Trouty.
We were due for an Ask Out Trout update. Leadoff home run last night for Mike Trout. That is now 9 in 24 games. You know, that's a 60 home run pace Mike Trout is on? 60 home run pace. Phillies drop a game last night. Hugh, last night was the first Phillies clunker in like a week. They had been playing so well. Last night, Sanchez did not have it.
Yeah.
And the bats were very cold last
night.
Very,
very cold last night.
The defense was sloppy. Last night was just they had a clunker. They just had a bad game last night. We'll see if they bounce back tonight. But you know what? I will keep saying this. They can use a bat like Mike Trout, who couldn't. He has played every game this year so far, for everyone out there worried about his injuries. On a 60 home run pace, he would lead the team in home runs right now, lead the team in slugging percentage. So just a little Ask Out Trout update. The petition, which you can find on our website, is now up to nearly 1,000 signatures as we're getting the word out. And the Phillies are in Los Angeles a week from right now. I believe early next week they're in L.A., to play the Los Angeles Angels. Hugh, any movement for you on the Ask Out Trout
training?
Not yet?
Okay. No, but that was a nice hoodie you had on the other day.
I love the Ask Out Trout hoodie.
That Ask Out Trout hoodie is nice.
I like the color we made of it. Yeah, it's an awesome hoodie. And, you know, I mean, we could use an upgrade in the outfield, right? Whether it's your guy Rojas, who again got another hit last night, or that Castellanos fella who just hasn't hit the entire season.
I mean,
season.
He's catching a lot of heat, but I'm not as bullish on him as I am on Rojas, but, you know, he gets a little bit of time. He gets a little bit more time.
Constellanos.
Yeah, I know Castellanos is very streaky, so he has months where he's just horrendous, and then he'll heat up. Boy, we better get that hot streak soon because Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, he's having a rough one.
It's almost May, and he's still hitting.
Yeah, and it doesn't help. Something. It didn't help his cause by complaining about certain things that he was complaining about, like the strobe lights in the outfield and all this other stuff.
Well, did you hear the latest Castellanos quotes last night?
No, I didn't.
So, you know how, what was it, 2 weeks ago before your guy Rojas got hot, they sat him down for 2 days? They gave him a little reset?
Yeah.
So they asked Rob Thompson about the idea of, you know, would you sit down Castellanos for a day or two to kind of let him reset a little bit before putting him back in the lineup? And this caught my attention because the response was that Castellanos has expressed interest in playing all 162 games, and it sounds like they may want to let him do that.
Why?
Wait, remember what?
Okay, so they asked Topper the idea of, you sat you sat Rojas down for a couple days when he was struggling. What about giving Castellanos a little reset, right? That was, mm-hmm. I think that's a fair question to ask the manager because he did it with one of his outfielders who was struggling. Would he do it with another one? Well, the response from Rob Thompson told me that they're not going to sit him down. So this is from Matt Gelb's piece, The Athletic. Here's the quote from Rob Thompson. You know, just keep going, Rob Thompson said. He'll find it. And then this was from the article by Matt Gelb. Castellanos wants to play all 162 games. The team is willing to defer to the right fielder within reason because it knows not to disrupt certain ideas that enter Castellanos' head.
I mean, that's faith in him, and they believe in him. So I guess I'm okay with that. It's just when I hear it and the way that he's complaining, it just kind of blew my mind a little bit. Well, not the way he's complaining, some of the complaints he's had in the past.
I appreciate that he wants a post, right? That's cool when a player wants to play every game. We cannot let you play 162 if you hit 180. I mean, this is just math.
What idea? What's he talking about?
He wants
the ideas in his head.
Yeah, they don't want to mess with the ideas. He has this idea in his head that he's going to play all 162, and they don't want to disrupt that.
Why?
I don't know.
It's wild. That's wild.
Well, what's the difference if they tell him, no, you're going to play all 162, and then they don't let him?
I don't
versus
know.
Versus saying, hey, listen, that's probably not in the cards for you.
Also, what's going to happen if they set him down for today? He's going to hit worse? Is that possible right now? He's not hitting at all. I'm just saying I haven't changed my position, even though Hughes Phillies offense got off to a nice last week. They're going to need another bat in July, and that bat I still believe should be Mike Trout. Let's go back to the phone lines here, 215-592-9494. Mad Mike has a thought on the list. What's up, Mad Mike?
You know what? I hope Mike Trout says no just for the stupid commercial I have to hear with that dumb song from 20 years ago. I mean, I hope he says absolutely not.
Well, they need him, Mike, so let's hope he says yes.
Yeah, well, then maybe we make better commercials that are so cringy and sound stupid.
Are you,
Mike is not happy.
Well, he's not, he's never happy.
We'll pass it on to battle.
Yeah, that's not really my department, Mike. I just got the hashtag.
Anyway, the Sixers, it's over, and the fact that any of you had hope that Embiid was going to come back and he was going to be rested and ready to go, a shame on all of you for being so dumb.
And let me ask now, because I just want to make sure I know the answer. Do you trust Howie tomorrow night with pick 22?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He's never picked out of the top 10, and he can't do it. He can't do it at all. And everybody's like, well, he picked Fletcher Cox. No, Andy Reid picked Fletcher Cox. There's no way Andy Reid let Howie Roseman do anything when Andy Reid was here.
You're probably right on that. And the track record of 22 is not good. And Mad Mike, we appreciate it. So another joyful Mad Mike call. Doesn't like
We love those.
It was a bundle of joy today.
Yeah, doesn't like our Trout song. Well, you're going to keep hearing it for a while, at least till the trade deadline, until the dream is either fulfilled or it's over. The Sixers, do I feel foolish for believing a little bit 3 weeks ago? A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of us do.
You mean that he was healthy?
The wool was pulled over our eyes. This is the healthiest he's ever been. He already had the surgery. He'll be rested. Meanwhile, I mean, the guy's falling apart in front of our eyes.
I mean,
he is. He's got one eye. He can't get up and down the court. I feel bad for him, but it's the truth.
Well, it's. I think that these couple days of rest will put him in a better position.
The
thing does give him like the malfunctioning toy vibe.
It does. Like
you
Toy
know
Story.
What? That is not nice to say.
It's true.
Malfunctioning toy vibe.
Does it not?
It's kind of true.
You guys are a mess, man.
What do you mean?
He looks like Rocky out there.
And by the way, I went around the city yesterday looking for a pair of Skechers on somebody's feet.
That work out?
Nah.
None?
Not any.
Wow.
Like the Joel Embiid Skechers, not the basketball shoe.
But you saw some Skechers.
I didn't know if they were Skechers.
What did you see most of? You take notes?
Oh, you see Jays all the time. Everybody has those Jays all the time. But I didn't see anybody with the Skechers on. But he's having a tough time, man. But he fought through that. And I think that these next couple days of rest, I believe in Joel Embiid. And don't ask me why, but I just do. Don't press me on this, Joe. I just believe that more so this year than I did last year when I thought he turned the corner and then he regressed right before my eyes. I believe that he's turned the corner. And I think he's going to come out on fire. He all but guaranteed we were going to win this series. I ain't got no choice but to believe in him. At this point,
I mean, not all guarantees are like Joe Namath. They don't all happen.
No, but I feel like this is the most defining thing, definite thing, definitive thing. I got it right after a while.
Sure.
Yeah, that Joel Embiid has said since I've been here.
Now, I got to ask, did people look at you sideways when you were looking at their shoes? Did they notice?
No, because you don't, like, you do. People do that all the time. Like, women look at men's shoes all the time. You never notice that? Like, a woman will look, like, it's a subtle way you do it. Just look them up and down, look at the feet, see what the feet look like.
I haven't noticed.
You because, I mean, women do that all the time. There's been so many times where I've heard, like, women say, like, when they look at a man, they look at his shoes first. Because that's an indicator of how clean he is.
Clean, like, are the shoes clean?
Well, yeah, the shoes, yeah. What type of shoes, the model, the make, yeah, all of that.
I didn't
women
know.
Look at that stuff.
I didn't know the shoe thing was
fingernails,
important.
You know, women look at fingernails?
Fingernails, I get. I mean, that,
look
that's.
At fingernails
yeah,
and stuff
I mean, that,
like that,
that,
yeah.
That I get.
Fingernails.
yeah. Well, see, you're out of the game.
Well, but Kyle had to get new shoes.
I did.
So maybe the shoe thing is more.
There's a thing. Yeah, there's something to that.
Shoes.
No, it man. Is. Women look at shoes now. They definitely look at shoes, especially if you're in the dating scene. They're definitely looking.
I was
shoes.
Coerced into getting new shoes.
Yeah,
so white sneakers.
White sneakers.
They pop.
Which if they weren't looking at my shoes before, they most certainly are now.
Wow, yeah, they pop.
Because women, that's what women do. They look at certain features. Like
you learn something new every day. We learned on this show today that they should not draft a receiver in the first round, and that women look at shoes. Dave is in Erie. What's up, Dave?
Bob's a different maker, though. He's a difference maker.
Hey, guys. Great show. Listen, you know, I'm not – how can anyone be sure? I'm not sure whether I'm even behind at this point them taking a wide receiver or a receiver of any kind. But I will say something nobody's mentioning that I'm surprised at is I think it's quite possible. I think the smoke where there's smoke, there's fire thing. But I think something that nobody's mentioning is the fact that I think A.J. Brown – is still a possibility to be traded in this draft. I've been saying since the end of last season that I don't think he ever plays another down in Philadelphia. There's been talk about, you know, why are we paying two wide receivers? Well, the easy way out of that is you move AJ in the draft and then the wide receiver possibility becomes a thing. And like I said, I've been saying since a lot of these problems at the end of last year, I don't think he plays another down here. I think that that's the possibility and that may be where all this stems from. And, you know, I'll sit back and listen here, but I'd love to get your guys' thoughts on that.
Well, Dave, here's what I would say about that. It's an interesting question. Dave, we appreciate your phone call. So I don't think he's going to get traded. I don't think they're going to trade
AJ. Going nowhere.
But let me throw this scenario at you. Let's say a receiver they love falls in their lap at 22, and they take him at 22. I don't think it's crazy to think they would then trade A.J. Brown. I don't think that's crazy. You replace A.J. Brown, and then you trade him away.
No.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Because you get something for him.
No, but I'm saying, you're talking about, for sake of this argument, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Falls.
And to 22. You take him and you have him and AJ.
Yeah.
And slim, skinny Batman.
Or you take him and you trade him.
Why would you trade him?
Well, but isn't that the premise anyway?
The point is winning football games.
Sure.
So why are we trading away one of our best wide receivers just because we got another one? No, let's have two.
Well, they could fill a different hole using AJ. That's the point.
A hole that's not going to be as good.
Okay, but they have. We'd all agree
it's a net loss if you lose AJ.
No, I mean you don't know that.
I'm pretty certain.
It depends what they get
you
for
tell
him.
Kyle, you're pretty certain.
It's like the Hassan Reddick thing. Like what we could have had Huff and Reddick. Why would we? Why would we not have AJ and the rookie wide receiver and Devontae?
But the caller's premise is they want to get rid of AJ.
More, not less.
Yeah, I understand that, but we all agree whether or not you guys want to admit it or not, they have holes on the defensive side of the football
that so I'm willing to overlook.
Yeah,
another receiver.
Yeah, I know you are, but. If they use the first pick on a receiver, perhaps they use one of their receivers to fill the hole. It's just a moving puzzle piece.
I think we're living in fantasy land thinking that the Eagles' path to winning football games next year is going to come via the defense. It just isn't. I have news for you, man. We have to win games with having the best possible offense on the field. It doesn't matter what we do in the draft for defense. I'm telling you.
Here is where fantasy land is. Can I explain fantasy land to you guys? Go look at the Eagles' depth chart on defense, and you guys think they're going to be in the Super Bowl. That's fantasy land.
I think they can be in the Super Bowl.
Fantasy land.
Yes. Okay, but where fantasy land really comes in is that adding a corner is going to make that roster on defense that much better than what it is right now. We have to accept the reality that the defense isn't going to be very good again next year. We can make our offense good enough to carry the defense.
Yes.
It already is.
No, it isn't.
It's being held back by the slot receiver.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You want the most possible.
They made the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
You want the most possible.
Or double tights. We go double tights, we go into the Super Bowl.
Stop it. They made the Super Bowl 2 years
Why
ago.
Why does that matter now? Because it didn't, like a week ago.
No, because I'm trying to explain that this idea that you need a special slot receiver to make the Super Bowl.
Special offense.
They have one already. 2 years ago.
We don't know that.
Not yet.
We can ensure that we do.
For the fifth time. 2 years ago.
I tell you what, Brock Bowers could be a difference maker.
Quez Watkins and Zach Pascal. 5 years before that, they made it with Nelson Aguilar. The idea that you need a first-round pick, I know Aguilar was one, but he deteriorated from that to being just a guy.
The NFL has changed, Joe.
Not that much.
I'll tell you how exactly I'll know for a fact we don't have a good enough offense. If AJ or Devontae get hurt, you are definitely screwed.
But I can make the same point to draft a guard, because if Jalen gets hurt, they're in trouble. Like, any of these guys get hurt, they're in some trouble.
Okay, but we have guards, and we can get a guard in the second or third round.
Yeah. You're not going to win this one.
Is it wrong?
I'm not expecting to win. I know I'm in the right on this one. All right, could we hear from someone who's actually more delusional than all you guys here today? That's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, because he doesn't even know what the heck's going on in his own house. Here's Jerry Jones. Just listen to this. It's word salad from Jerry Jones here, whatever he's trying to say about understanding where they are cap-wise.
Jerry, what's your message to the fan base who's frustrated that you guys haven't done a lot in free agency, that you guys haven't gotten contract extensions done with the key three guys that you want to? What do you say to them? Because you obviously said that you're all in and that you're confident in this roster. What is your message to them?
Well, you can understand there is I didn't just understand where we are with our cap at the Senior Bowl. That's something we live with and know, like I would understand everything financially around here.
The more I hear it, the worse it sounds. It just sounds bad. It's like, my bad. I didn't know I was at the Senior Bowl. I was just talking.
So here's what I think. And when you couple this with him scribbling in the notebook, the owner's meetings.
It's not a good look, man. It's not a good look.
So it's bad for the Cowboys. But two, I need the microphone. I want Jerry mic'd up the entire year. During games, he does the radio hits.
I mean, this is.
Oh, we most certainly do.
Dude, this is borderline sad. Like, seriously. Like, Cowboy fans all over the place right now. They probably won't admit it, but they're like, dog. They're looking at each other sideways. You know how when you give somebody a look? Say if you're at dinner with your wife, because you and your wife, significant other, you're really close. And say if the food's not good, but you won't say it, but you get a look and you know something's off. This is what this is for Dallas Cowboys.
Except this isn't a bowl of spaghetti. This is the owner of the team.
Don't you want the Cowboy gym types to squirm?
Yeah.
Oh, they're squirming. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, it's just sad, because I would not be surprised if before the end of the season, there's some real concern on where if Jerry Jones is all there. Like, seriously.
Oh, I'm there now.
Yeah, it'd be some real concern. You don't bounce back from that, from the scribbling in the notebook to sitting there in a press conference. I don't know what's going on with the cap.
We can be real. The last 6 years, Dallas, although not a championship team, they've been a real threat. You know, they've been a challenge to the Eagles.
A legit threat of it, yeah.
And it's been back and forth, Eagles-Cowboys. And, you know, the Eagles have some roster issues they got to figure out, but the Eagles are at least have some cognitive ability in the front office. A lot of it. Dallas is teetering towards a bad spot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.